Starcom Network and the Department of History and Philosophy, University of the West Indies, Cahill Campus present Today in Bajan History.
I'm Achiri Adams, history teacher at the Coleridge and Parry School and a graduate student in the Department of History and Philosophy at the University of the West Indies, Cahill. Today in Bajan History, August 24th, 1900. In the early period of the 20th century, Barbadian authorities faced the perennial problem of the removal of sand from the beach. On this day, August 24th, 1900, the leading newspaper of the day, the Barbados Agricultural Reporter, published an article on the effectiveness of the Beach Protection Act that was passed to combat this problem. Though the act had been passed, the removal of sand continued to be a prominent problem from the foreshore of the beaches between the Yacht Battery in St. Michael and Harrison's Point in St. Lucie. In the parish of Christchurch, in particular, residents had been taking sand from the beach for building purposes, and there were complaints that the sea had encroached the Christchurch coast, necessitating the adoption of some protective measures. The Agricultural Reporter noted that while the act had been passed, there was a problem of enforcement, as it had become commonplace to flaunt the law with little or no repercussions. The act gave permission for only selected persons to take sand from the beach. Included in this group were members of the Executive Committee, the Commissioners of the Highways, their deputies, Her Majesty, her heirs and successors, for the public works and buildings of the island, and for the highways. The paper insisted that one of the reasons why the law was ignored was that the authority to arrest offenders laid with citizens of the community. The Agricultural Reporter stated, "Passing on to the apprehension of offenders, we find it declared to be lawful for any person, with or without a warrant from a police magistrate, to apprehend any person." The article even suggested that if it was more generally known to the public that the complainant was entitled to one half of the fine imposed in accordance with the breaching of the law, there would be much more complaints and far less removal of sand from the foreshores. This fine was £1.12. By the 1960s, however, the authorities had opened a new sand quarry at Walker, St. Andrew, where sand for building purposes could be mined. As more and more stone houses were constructed, droves of Bedford and Austin trucks ventured to the sand hole to extract this precious commodity. This trucking was not without its problems, as long, steep hills did cause numerous breakdowns, usually in the middle of Farley Hill or Springvale. Now in 2024, with the sand dunes at Walker's close to exhaustion, the island will have to import sand for construction purposes to prevent a return to the situation flagged by the Agricultural Reporter on this day, August 24th, 1900.
Today in Bajan History with Starcom Network and the Department of History and Philosophy, University of the West Indies, Cahill Campus.